All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Texas, that same number. Evan, that young man is 35 years old.
I just got here. What'd I miss? I'm kidding. I heard the whole thing. No, the listeners have that reference. I'm 34.
The acting mayor
of
the city of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson. And, you know, I was just saying, people may not know it in this audience, but Milwaukee has one of the youngest African-American populations in the entire nation. And so it's not coincidental that there's so much pain and struggling in our community, because number one, when you don't vote, you're too young to vote. We live in a society where, you know, people for the most part who are in politics, their constituents are usually the ones that vote for them, right?
Yeah. And even on a good day, if everyone was able to vote, that representation, you know, doesn't stay even on the way up.
And so let me tell you why I brought that up. It just so happens that I was going to talk about this today. It couldn't be clearer. The American dream is in trouble. Young people believe their prospects are lousy. The middle class has eroded. There's a widespread feeling of disenfranchisement. The young and middle class are not wrong to be dispirited and angry. The culture and economy that have developed over the last 40 years are not working well for them. Top line numbers for employment can look pretty good, but when you look more closely at long-term trends, the numbers tell the tale.
Yeah.
Economist Rajay Chetty's research shows that, listen to this, because this is at the root of it. Economist Rajay Chetty's research shows that a child born in 1940 was overwhelmingly more likely to earn more than his or her parents at around the age of 30. And 9 out of 10 did so. Listen to that. 9 out of 10 children in 1940 earned more than their parents.
That it became a crucial part of that American dream.
That's correct. Not so for a child born in 1985.
Hey, man, I feel personally attacked.
Only half of those who reached age 30 in 2005 earned more than their parents did at the same stage of their lives.
I'm in this article, and I don't like it.
We don't yet know whether children born in 2000 will do better at age 30 than their parents did. But it seems very likely that their chances will fall well below 50%. Now, let's think about that. Let's have a dialogue about that. Because your generation is angry and rightfully so. So they talk about progressives, and Republicans are saying progressives want a handout. They want socialism.
Yeah.
Let's delve into this, Evan, because that's what's being said, right?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. So as if what I just stated in these statistics, where again in 1940, 9 out of 10 did better than their parents, you think that was an accident? Or was there a system in this country that was set up to foster, you know, opportunities for a growing nation?
And free markets figure into that. It's part of my American dream. You know, actual socialism isn't something that too many people are crying for. People don't want actual socialism.
So here's where we are. People And many people on the right from my generation on the right.
Yeah. And my family's.
These are the people who don't want to see and don't want to admit to those numbers that I just read off as being the reason why people are in trouble in this country. They want people to work hard at minimum wage and work their way up, as if in my generation, yeah, I started at minimum wage, but when I started at minimum wage, I was 14 years old. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But now they've got people who they want to start at minimum wage or $10, $12 an hour as adults.
And that's the thing. It's not very motivating. It's not.
So let's look at this then, because there's this chasm, there's this battle that progressives are asking for too much. They're pushing too fast. And many from my generation are saying, hey, just wait. Just wait, you know, and you'll get your opportunities.
Yeah.
But you can't be pushing so fast. But those from my generation who will refuse to admit to those numbers, which tell the whole story.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, you just look at that, man. Those stories, that story is so clear with what is wrong in this nation and what needs to be repaired in this nation. And that was kind of the path that Joe Biden with Build Back Better was kind of headed towards. That was the purpose, one of the sole purposes of Build Back Better, to bring these opportunities back. And yet, you know, I'm listening to Joe Manchin again today. They asked him questions about Build Back Better. He said, what is that?
We got to start over.
Yeah, man.
Start from the beginning. No. That Biden nonsense, it's over. We got to start from the beginning.
As if to ignore all of these numbers that really tell the story of the middle class and of the suffering that goes on in this country.
At this point, I need someone to call in and prove me wrong, because I believe in my soul, in my heart of hearts, that it's a ruling class that wants a serving class. They want to not invest in these people's lives. They don't want to pay for health care or pensions or anything like that. They want to reap the rewards of the business that they own or run or whatever, but they don't want to support these people or their families.
Well, but you have to understand that there were business owners back in the 1940s who, and the 1950s, who saw themselves as a part of the community, mm-hmm. as a part of the nation. Not that they were above the nation and above the people and above the communities. That's what you're dealing with now.
That's well put, too. It really is.
You know, and so, again, if we don't do something along the way, policymakers as well have to come to a realization that something is going to happen in this nation. People aren't going to sit back and continue to suffer.
They're showing it. They're proving it every day.
Oh, man, come on. And watch the continued upward mobility of the billionaire class. And, you know, and the people continue to suffer. That the issue is not going to be any longer about race. It's going to be more about, because if it's about race, you can deal with the issues with race in this country, because again, you know, especially people of color, we only make up 12% of the population. So that can be ignored. But when you're talking about the masses of the people in the country not being able to live a middle class lifestyle, you got a major problem.
It's a matter of, you're talking about class.
Yes, it's going to happen. And so my generation can continue to ignore that if we choose. And so, you know, again, that's not our battle. Many will say we've made our living. We're living on our pensions. We're living on the money that we put away. Our money will, many of us, our money will outlast us. And man, if you are fortunate and blessed enough that you put away enough money that is going to outlive you, you did pretty good for yourself, right?
More than pretty good. I mean, that's attainment.
So,
yeah.
But many people, even today in this society, continue to struggle. Hey, I talk about struggling a lot on this show, a lot on these airwaves, because many of the people who listen to these airwaves, they're not struggling as much as many others. But I want to make sure that the people who are blessed and fortunate enough to listen to Devil Radio know what is really taking place. And many might also know from their own children, who they know, even though they've graduated from universities, aren't going to live as well as they had.
And just really, really quickly on what you just said there, it's not that people are fortunate to listen to Devil Radio because they can afford a radio or something like that. It's fortunate that you have the mental bandwidth, the spiritual energy to tap into the community, to see what's going on, to take in the news. That is a privilege that not everybody has.
Yeah, man, it really is. And I don't know, man. I'm celebrating my 50th high school
reunion.
Graduation.
Oh, I'm not going to any of those. Oh wait, no. So not a reunion. It's you graduated
reunion,
50
reunion.
Years ago.
My 50th reunion, okay. High school reunion.
I'm not going to any of those.
And I'll tell you something, man. I can't. I think back to and it's a pinnacle. It's a half a century. And so, you know, you were 18 years old and you were just beginning the trek in your life. And I knew that ahead of me and my generation were all sorts of opportunities. And the majority of those of my lifespan live well. I can only think of a handful of guys who weren't able to reach the middle class level in their lives from my high school from my high school graduating class.
Yeah.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. What do you say? Be right back. Say you will, but I-